Psalm 77. To the chief musician, to Jeduthun, a psalm of Asaph. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I've considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah. And I said, this is my infirmity. But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely, I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work, and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph, Selah. The waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The sky sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Has the day of trouble come upon you? Are you grieved because of your sin, or because of someone else's sin who is dear to your heart? Has sorrow and suffering seized upon your heart? Cry out to God. Let the Lord hear the voice of your cry. Don't turn to people for comfort. Don't turn to men for help. For vain is the help of man. Cry out to the Lord. Let him comfort you. Are you troubled? Is your spirit overwhelmed? Cry out to the Lord. Bring yourself and all your troubles and burdens to him. Bring your griefs and complaints to the only one who can hear and answer you. Sing unto him. He is gracious. Does it feel like he has cast you or others off? Does it seem like his mercy is no more? Has he forgotten to be gracious and shut up his tender mercies in his anger? When it feels like heaven is shut and like you can't get through to the Lord, then consider the days of old. Remember the works of the Lord. Call to remembrance his mighty wonders of old. He is the God that redeemed his people Israel. He delivered them with a mighty hand from the bondage of Pharaoh. He brought them through the waters that fled before him. He shot out lightnings and arrows and rain out of clouds and of thick darkness. The earth trembled and shook, and he paid for the full redemption of man at the cross when the earth was covered in darkness, and the earth shook, and the veil was rent in twain. He is the one that led his people to victory, and he is the one that can still lead his people to victory. So when the day of trouble comes upon us, after we cry out to the Lord and seek his face, let us do like Asaph and say, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Psalm 77.